Greetings again, pilgrims walking together through the book of James. It's our July journey through James, and it's episode 10. Today is July 29th, and we have a nice little tight section today from chapter 4. Right in the middle of chapter 4 is this section called, and you're going to love this title, Warning Against Judging Another. Gosh, can't they just let it up with that judging stuff? Anyway, it's just two verses, friends. But it's going to meet you right where you're at, and it's going to speak to your heart, and it could possibly change your life. And we are ready to roll. We've got the monks. We've got the votive, large votive candle. And we've got, here we go, kava tea. The kava tea with a little milk. So without further ado, hey, one more reminder without further ado. Tonight is our Zoom meeting at 7 o'clock Central Time. And the link to that meeting is in this very email. I hope you can join us. I may be on the road, so this is the heads up to all of you. Bruce Condell, you're in charge. I don't know if I'm going to be able to jump into the meeting or not, but I sure will try. But in any case, 7 o'clock Central Time tonight, and Journey Through James discussion group on Zoom. But let's get to the real stuff. The Word of God from the letter of James, chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. Do not speak evil against one another, brothers and sisters. Whoever speaks evil against another or judges another speaks evil against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver and judge who is able to save and to destroy. So who, then, are you to judge your neighbor? Amen. Right. Now we ask God to come into the picture, to bring the Holy Spirit into our hearts, and for us to hear these words just as God intended them to be heard by us alone today in this very moment. Two verses. Open up and let these verses change you, absorb into you, become part of you. Seriously. Two verses to change your life. Do not speak evil against one another, brothers and sisters. Whoever speaks evil against another or judges another speaks evil against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver and judge who is able to save and to destroy. So who then are you to judge your neighbor? Ends that little section with a good question, doesn't he? So who then are you to judge your neighbor? That reminds me of that famous Billy Graham quote that I've used quite frequently about whose jobs are which up there in all this religion stuff. And Billy Graham makes it simple. It's the Holy Spirit's job to convict. It's God's job to judge. And it's our job to love. Just love. Period. That's a process, friends, but a good one. Let's hear the benediction from Jesus himself today. Sarah Young's Jesus Calling devotional brings us this vignette from Jesus. He says, "Come to me continually. I am meant to be the center of your consciousness, the anchor of your soul. Your mind will wander from me, but the question is how far you allow it to wander. An anchor on a short rope lets a boat drift only slightly before the taut line tugs the boat back toward the center. Similarly, as you drift away from me, my spirit within you gives a tug, prompting you to return to me. As you become increasingly attuned to my presence, the length of rope on your soul's anchor is shortened. You wander only a short distance before feeling that inner tug, telling you to return to your true center in me." Amen. Well, there's some good food for thought. I feel like today was kind of one of those new healthy meals, you know, at those restaurants that are opening up. Core Life is one I've eaten at a few times. And, you know, the servings don't look huge. Like, this is only two verses. But man, the pack that's in there, you know, the impact of those few words of that small meal is oftentimes great. So there you go. Pastor Bob comparing two verses in James to a plate of kale and cauliflower. Amen for today. I hope you can join us tonight. I hope to be there myself, but I will be there if I can. Amen. If not, or either way, I hope you have a blessed day, that the presence of God is real, palpable in your life today, that you can touch and talk to and see and share. And I hope you start to see the kingdom of God all around you in every little thing. Amen.